This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run with Linmar Kusuchwang and Sharitz Abdullah. We have some international news for you, but first, in about half an hour, we're going to be having the breakfast grill where, Chuang, you're going to be speaking to Ali Salman, the CEO of Ideas, and Ahmad Yazid Othman, who's CEO of the Malay Economic Action Council.
Yeah, that's right. This panel discussion essentially is in the first anniversary of Pakistan's first year in government, of course. And this year, you couldn't choose two more diametrically opposing individuals. Ali Salman heads Ideas. Ideas is a libertarian think tank. You can tell where their ethos sits because of their office in Bukit Tunggu. They believe in the free market economy, the rule of law, limited government, things like that, and all about doing business on a global basis. MTEM is the Bumi Putra Action Economic Action Council, and they're much more focused on just a segment of the Bumi Putras where the economy is concerned. And they've had talked in the past about how they should center and consolidate Bumi Putra economic interest in the Ministry of Economic Affairs.
Exciting stuff. So that's what we have to look forward to later after the 8 o'clock news during the breakfast grill. But now some news from the ride-hailing space. So according to Reuters, Grab has mandated a few banks to approach potential investors in order to take minority stakes in its financial services and payments business. So it's apparently looking to raise less than $500 million in the spin-off.
Although the plan is in its early stages, sources to say that the purpose is to attract strategic investors like banks and insurance companies rather than just raising capital. The intention is for Grab to retain control of this spin-off. And the latest move comes just after, you know, Grab announced that it had secured $4.5 billion in a year-long funding exercise. Grab is pushing deeper into consumer credit and is growing its lending to small businesses segment as part of its business expansion into the financial service sector.
Yeah, this is very, very, very interesting because tomorrow Uber list and what is going to be the most hotly anticipated IPO of the year, right? They're going to be coming out at about $90 billion in market valuation, and Lyft also has come out already in the past few weeks. They are focused on ride-hailing in America and Canada. What Asia does in far in advance of what Uber and Lyft have done is advance into the non-ride-hailing services space. Grab offer all kinds of stuff now, from food delivery services to financial services, cashless payments. And, you know, at the end of the day, Asia's if you include China, Asia's nearly if you include India as well, it's nearly 4 billion people. And if they make it happen, you never know. One day, Grab will be worth much, much more than Uber.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at China, we've already had the example there in China of WeChat and how it expanded into multiple, you know, payment services rather than just being a chat app. So now we have Grab and Gojek with aspirations of becoming super apps in the region. So it's very interesting that they should be taking this tack of basically pumping more attention into their financial services rather than their ride-hailing segments, perhaps also because they saw what happens to Lyft during their IPO.
Yeah, and this also basically what it says, this is an early salvo at separating out the financial services business from the Grab business. And you can say right from the offset that the financial services sector is in this business and it's got its own company structure. Mm-hmm. And then your ride-hailing services and all the other associated relevant sectors or services are in this particular segment. It's a bit like Alibaba with Ant Financial. You know, Alibaba's got the e-commerce platform, and then they spun out, and from a very long time ago, the Ant Financial cashless payments segment. Yeah, and that is a unicorn of a great magnitude by itself.
Yeah, and I think Grab is watching closely Uber and Lyft as well. I mean, now that they've gone for IPO, we could see a lot of financial details coming out, and it's clear that they're not making money. So I think this is a very innovative move from Grab, is trying to move away from ride-hailing. It is a tough business. Again, it's still a traditional business as it is. Financial services is one way to extend it for a big name like Grab to be viable in this region.
The biggest difference between financial services and ride-hailing? No dependence on drivers.
There you go.
That's the bare naked truth.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of other services online that are offered online, Google's paid music services has topped 15 million music subscribers, and it's a milestone for the company, who have been struggling to build their subscription media business. So this figure includes subscribers to two of their music services, so YouTube Music, which is a part of their latest effort to convert some of their customers into paid subscribers there. It's their most successful in terms of customers. YouTube TV has more than a million subscribers, as well as Google Play Music, which is going to be folded into YouTube Music after it struggled to gain a foothold since it arrived in 2011.
Now, subscribers in YouTube Music, and the premium grew about 60% between March 2018 till March 2019. I don't know if you guys tried Google YouTube Music.
I tried. Cannot. We don't have it in this part of the world.
Yeah, well, I've don't listened have, to music on YouTube, I guess. Yeah. I don't know if we're talking about the same thing. But the quality is still decent.
And every 3 minutes or so, you get an interstitial ad, which is a right, okay, that's but I don't know why Google went into the whole music space, because Spotify is in there. Spotify has done a really good job. You got 100 million subscribers. I think they're profit making, right?
I think they are. So
got some earnings at least.
Yeah, and I'm a Spotify subscriber. Same, I don't know whether
same, yeah. 15 ringo, five ringo a quarter a month. That's all right, isn't it?
But those are premium customers. They have another 217 million listeners in total, because there is the premium one. There's the free service, which also has an ad as a revenue platform.
The free one, a lot of Penang people watch that. I listen that.
I think I lasted like 6 months before the ads annoyed me enough.
But in and out, that's the best thing about the service.
Yeah. Now, Apple as well has more than 50. So Apple has more than 50 million paid subscribers, and they have topped Spotify Premium in the US. So that is another Google competitor. But there have been some tensions in the industry as well between Spotify and Apple, because the EU are launching an investigation into Apple after Spotify accused them of tilting the playing field to disadvantaged competitors.
Yeah, so this is part of the anti-competition, antitrust movement. And so Apple has a policy of charging digital content providers a 30% fee for using its payment system for subscriptions sold in App Store. The policy applies to Spotify and other music subscription, but not to apps like Uber. So Spotify CEO has warned that this price, that prices could be raised if Apple continued to charge the fee.
Okay, and we'll be right back after this with more local news. We'll be talking about Pakatan Harapan's performance in government. So be sure to keep it here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.